In this bulletin, murdered Palestinian exchange student Aya Massawe is buried in Israel after being flown home from Melbourne. An eerie audio message sent by missing footballer Emiliano Sala emerges, and Sam Stosur books a spot in the women's doubles final at the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tara Cozzoletto. Massawe has been buried in Israel after her body was flown home from Melbourne. Thousands of mourners attended a funeral procession in her hometown north of Tel Aviv. The 21-year-old Palestinian's body was found outside a Bandura shopping centre in Melbourne's north last week. It is alleged she was raped and murdered after getting off a tram. Ms. Massawe's uncle, Ahmed Massawe, says the family is in deep shock.
It's a very tragedy for all the family, because we never thought or accept, think about this thing would happen to Aya. So for us it's very difficult and very hard, you know, our heart is broken.
An eerie audio message sent by Cardiff City footballer Emiliano Sala in the moments before his plane vanished has emerged. Argentinian media reports the message was sent to a group chat involving members of Sala's family. Sala, who only signed for Cardiff City for $27 million on Friday, can be heard saying he thought his plane could crash.
I'm up here on a plane that looks like it's going to fall apart. If you don't hear from me in an hour and a half, I don't know if they're sending someone to get me, because they're not going to be able to find me. I'm scared.
The striker and the pilot of the plane, understood to be a man named David Ibbotson, were in the plane that vanished from radar on Tuesday. Rescue efforts have stopped for another day. One rescuer has said there is little hope of finding either alive, given the cold weather and rough waters. Venezuelan media is reporting four people have died during nationwide protests against President Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Maduro was inaugurated on January the 10th to another term in office, following a widely boycotted election last year that many foreign governments, including the United States, described as fraudulent. Many Venezuelans also blame Mr. Maduro for the economic turmoil in the country. U.S. President Donald Trump says he recognizes Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, as interim president. China has confirmed it has arrested a Chinese-Australian writer previously reported missing. Australian diplomatic officials say Chinese authorities have informed the Australian embassy in Beijing of Yang Hongjun's detainment. The writer, who previously worked in the Chinese Foreign Ministry, left Sydney for Guangzhou on January the 18th. However, after arriving in Guangzhou, Mr. Yang did not complete the second leg of his journey, which was a flight to Shanghai. This is not the first time Mr. Yang, who is a prominent critic of the Chinese Communist Party, has disappeared in China. He was unreachable for several days in 2011, which he later claimed to be a misunderstanding. Back home in South Australians are being warned of dangerous bushfire conditions as the state prepares for a day of record-breaking heat. Adelaide is forecast to hit 45 degrees Celsius, but the Bureau of Meteorology says the city's 80-year-old record high of 46.1 degrees is within reach. The heat will intensify in the state's regional centres, with a high of 49 degrees expected at Port Augusta. Now to sport, and Australia's Sam Stosur and China's Zhang Shuai have booked a spot in the women's doubles final at the Australian Open. The duo defeated the Czech combination of Barbara Strakova and Markéta Vondrousova 7-5, 4-6, 7-5 in the semi-final. Stosur and Shuai will now take on reigning champions Tamea Babosh and Kristina Mladenovic, where they'll target revenge in a rematch of the US Open semi-finals in September. Stosur has told the Nine Network she's looking forward to tomorrow's final.
Yeah, on a bit of a roll, so hopefully we can keep it going in the final. That'd just be amazing for us, and we're playing really well, so we might as well give it a crack.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, a shower too clearing, 23 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 45. In Melbourne, hot, 38 degrees. Hobart, mostly sunny, 27. In Canberra, partly cloudy, 32 degrees. Wollongong, also cloudy, 24. Much the same in Sydney, 27 degrees. Newcastle, cloudy, 25. In Brisbane, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. Cairns, showers, 31. And in Darwin, rain with a likely storm, 32 degrees. I'm Tara Cozzoletto. This is SBS News.